bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
I am a very active person. I have two large dogs that love to be walked, and I walk them in uneven terrain and even terrain. And somehow I hurt my muscles that relate to the SI joint. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this isn't just so I can say, ouch, my SI joint area really hurts, which you might actually hear me go, oh, or ooh. It's because I'm so excited to have Seppi Ayin here. She is going to be talking about myofascial release physical therapy and how it reduces or eliminates acute and chronic pain. I wish she was here right now working on me, but I'm going to learn so much and so are you. Seppi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for having me. I appreciate this opportunity and I hope that we can send you to a good myofascial therapist who can help you with your pain.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure.
Yes, at the end of the show, I would love to. I'll get some names from you. Okay, so basically, I'm like, oh, I hurt myself, and people say, well, how do you do it? What happened? And I think you might hear this too, where people think it might be like a specific event. But I had been walking my dogs for really long hikes on very uneven terrain, and then I was walking on even terrain, and then I slipped in the snow, and one of my legs went like flying out, and then I foolishly it was really nice out, and my daughter was at a friend's house, and she asked me to bring her bicycle over. Well, I was riding her bike, which is ridiculous because like it's way too small and my knees were like hit me in the face. I did it for like 2 minutes, but I kind of think it was a bunch of stuff. And then the next morning I got up, and this is about a week ago, and I felt like somebody poured super glue into my lower back and butt. And when I tried to move it, it was like it was ripping. So I went and saw my chiropractor, and he said that the SI joint itself can get locked up if your muscles are super tight. So, you know, Seppi, while I have you here, I'm hoping maybe you can help us with this story. And then we can talk about, you know, myofascial release in general and how it can help and what the SI joint and all that good stuff is. So does that sound pretty familiar, what I described, in terms of it's not always a specific event?
Absolutely, yes. You hit the nail on the head. For many people who have pain, whether it be usually the people who have chronic pain, it's not usually one event that brought on the pain. It's usually a lifetime of a series of events that have happened from childhood, from early in life, either, you know, falls, accidents, injuries, surgeries that create scar tissue, or even repetitive movements or postures. Gravity alone is always pulling on our bodies and putting a lot of stress and strain on different structures and different muscles. So it's usually not one event, but over the course of a lifetime, one event can bring on the symptoms. So people may think that it's related to the one incident, but in fact it isn't. It's a lifetime of layers of trauma or restriction that create a dysfunctional holding pattern within the body, and then at some point each person is different, but at some point they will demonstrate symptoms and then go after help.
And so what is the SI joint? Oh, good. And why is that joint important? And why does it make your butt and your lower back feel like it's locked up?
Sure. Well, the SI joint is the sacroiliac joint. It's the very bottom portion of your spinal column. It's that triangular-shaped bone that articulates with your pelvis. So on either side of the sacrum, you have the two sides of the pelvis that come together and create the SI joints. You have one on the right and one on the left. And a lot of muscles that are in the buttocks area and in the low back area connect to that region. And like you said, you know, your chiropractor told you that a lot of the muscles, when they get tight, they can lock up that joint because that contraction or that bracing pattern or that holding pattern of certain muscles that are always firing or chronically have shortened will approximate these joints or bring the bones close together and create a lot of friction or tension or abnormal motion within those joints. And then you create inflammation, you create a lot of irritation in that joint, and then pain starts, and you start to have symptoms to where you say your back feels like, you know, glue has been poured in it, you're very stiff, any movement will bring on pain. And so what we do with the myofascial release work is actually get into the connective tissue system of the body. And I'll go into this a little bit later and explain what that system is. And we essentially create space within those tight areas of the body and decompress your SI joint or your lumbosacral areas or the hip joint or any part of the body that is being compressed and creating, you know, unwanted symptoms in the body.
Now, talk to us about what is fascia?
So fascia is your connective tissue system. It is a three-dimensional web-like system that runs from head to toe on the inside of your body, uninterrupted, like a three-dimensional web. And this system covers and separates and interpenetrates every part of your body. So all of your muscles, your bones, your organs, your blood vessels, nerves, everything down to the single cell level is covered and interpenetrated by this three-dimensional web. And this system is made up of an elastocollagenous complex. So it has a giving component to it, and it has a very non-giving collagenous component. And the part of the system that the John Barnes's myofascial release approach, which is what we specialize in at From the Heart Physical Therapy, we focus on elongating that non-giving part, the collagenous part of the fascial web, which is the source of many people's pain and dysfunction. And it applies a lot of pressure and causes a lot of compression, leading to symptoms and dysfunction in many people.
And, you know, I also have the iliotibial band, the IT band, that those get super tight. And those I talk to a lot of people. Is that fascia? Is that band made up of fascia, or that's a different kind of material?
Absolutely. Again, like I said, everything in your body is covered and interpenetrated by fascia. So there isn't a single part of your body that isn't being influenced by the tensions and lines of restriction within the fascial web in your body. So for many people, you know, you may feel the pain in your SI joint or in your iliotibial band or in the lumbar region, but a lot of times it's because of an unevenness in the alignment of your pelvis. What we tend to see in over 90% of people is that their pelvis is not aligned and level on both sides. So that causes a whole set of uneven set of symptoms in the body, where as you walk and as you go through life and the normal demands of your life create a lot of uneven demands on different parts of your body. So a lot of times it isn't so much where you're feeling your symptoms, but where the dysfunction is coming from. And that's what we focus on correcting, so that your body is now in a more harmonious, aligned posture. And that way you don't create daily trauma to the body by going through your activities of everyday life.
Now, is this a combination of myofascial release physical therapy and also regular physical therapy in terms of having the person strengthen the imbalances? Because I'm sure I have all types of imbalances, which is why I'm in pain.
Right. We all do, I think. Yes. Well, it is not your traditional physical therapy. The John Barnes myofascial release approach is truly a specialty that not a lot of physical therapists practice, or even other practitioners in pain management practice. It's becoming a lot more well known and more widespread, which is wonderful, but it is not part of our mainstream training in school. So this is something that you learn on your own outside, but hopefully one day will become part of our mainstream. What we do first is we try to realign the body, get rid of a lot of the physical, you know, and even mental restrictions within the body that are causing those dysfunctional holding patterns in the body. And only after we do that do we then start to teach patients strengthening and toning and bringing back the muscle strength. Because when your body is in a dysfunctional holding pattern, let's say your pelvis is not where it's supposed to be, your shoulder isn't where it's supposed to be, if we strengthen you in that posture, we're only going to strengthen that dysfunctional holding pattern that is causing you the dysfunction and pain in the first place. So our approach is a little different. In traditional physical therapy, one of the first things they do is, yes, they tell you you're weak and you need to get in the gym and you need to strengthen this muscle group and that muscle group. But we, in the beginning, actually don't do that. We only focus on letting go of the restrictions, of the tightnesses, of the dysfunctional postures that we see. And when they're returned to a more normal alignment, that then we teach them strengthening.
More from our guest in a moment, but first I want to talk about something that I love. It is called Tea Me Blends. Such a great name. It's an honest company. It provides the best quality loose leaf tea, and it actually gets you the results that you want. Now, again, it's Tea Me Blends, T-E-A-M-I, but think of Tea Me because it is for you. It's not just a tea, it's a lifestyle. And I've been feeling really good. It tastes delicious. It's great for detoxing. And if you're looking for a way to clean your body from the inside out, you are definitely at the right place. There's a 30-day detox. It's easy, two easy steps. Everyone can do it no matter their fitness level. All you have to do is, number one, drink your Tea Me Skinny in the morning to wake up the body and start boosting your metabolism. Number two, drink the Tea Me Colon Cleanse every other night to purify and cleanse the body. It's super easy. Now, it's not just for weight loss. This is for your health. It's all natural, sugar-free, boosts your metabolism, suppresses appetites and craving, and so much more. To get this great tea, go to teamyblends.com. That's TEAMIBLENDS.com and use the promo code TALKHEALTHY at checkout and get 25% off your order of $49.99 or more. Again, that's teamyblends.com, promo code TALKHEALTHY.
Now, where do people, because you're in Los Angeles, so are there physical therapists that are doing this all over the country, and is there a website for that?
Yes. So John Barnes, who's the founder of this approach, he's located in Sedona, Arizona, and in Pennsylvania. He has trained over 40,000 therapists, all over the United States and even outside of the country. So there is a directory. If you go to his website, which is myofascialrelease.com, there is a directory of therapists who have been trained by him and who have, practices all over the country. So that would be probably the easiest way to locate one. And then, you'd probably want to contact them and ask them how advanced they are and how long they've been doing the work and, if they truly do myofascial release or if they are, mixing this with other forms of pain management and other forms of therapy, because there's different levels of therapists and how much they practice this work, which does make a difference in the effectiveness of the work.
I see. One of the things too that I'm really impressed with is I read about the emotional and physical components of traumatic events being stored on a cellular level. And I'm impressed that this is something that can be addressed when you're doing this. Talk to us about this.
Yeah. This is one of the very interesting, fascinating, and powerful components of doing the John Barnes' myofascial release approach. A lot of times as we go through a traumatic event, for example, a really bad car accident or a terrible fall, or for many people it could be something that's more emotional, sexual abuse or mental abuse, different forms of trauma. What ends up happening to us is in a circumstance like that, we either will freeze in that moment in time and sort of play dead in order to cope with the pain or the trauma of that event. Or if we're lucky, we can run and, protect ourselves and escape from the trauma. But for many people, the emotional components of going through a traumatic event unfortunately get locked within the physicality of the person. And so like a broken record in your subconscious mind, you may think that you are done with that event and that you have done psychotherapy and that event is pretty much over and behind you. But in reality, it is like a broken record playing in the back of your mind every day and every night. And as you go through life, it is with you and affecting your state of mind, your choices you make, your decisions you make in life, and it never really truly leaves you because you never had the opportunity to get rid of it. So as we start to treat patients who come to us, usually because of some physical pain or dysfunction, as we start to release the restrictions in the physicality of the body, for many people, when there is a lot of trust and they're willing to let go and they're willing to take their breaks off, many of those patients are able to access some of the underlying components of their pain, which could be an emotional component or some kind of physical trauma, emotional trauma, and things like that. So it's very powerful, and it doesn't happen to everyone. It doesn't mean that every person who has pain has an emotional component, but for many people that is the case, especially people who are dealing with chronic pain, who have been to other forms of pain management modalities and therapists and are not getting the results they need. There's typically and usually an underlying unresolved emotional component that needs to be dealt with. It is very powerful when you're able to deal with the emotional component alongside the physical components of pain, dysfunction, and trauma, because it completes the experience for the patient and helps them to once and for all be done with that trauma that has happened in the past for them.
Yeah, you know, I've done talk therapy and it didn't work for me because I can kind of talk around my problems. And it just, I tried finally something called bioenergetic therapy, which was absolutely life changing. And one of the reasons is you had to get into your body and do these different exercises and different postures that were kind of uncomfortable. But then like my body would shake and I would let go. There was one time I actually fell to the ground, like crying. Like it was so insane. Like all this stuff that I was holding about my mother's death. And I mean, it was really, really powerful. Now I want to talk a little bit about chiropractic, because I mentioned in the beginning, I saw my chiropractor, and can that help as well with putting the pelvis back where it needs to go? Because he said I was a bit out of alignment, and that was, could have been again, a reason for my, you know, pain and just needing, and I still need the myofascial release. I still need the strengthening, but where do you stand on chiropractic?
I know that, I'm sure that there are really good chiropractors out there, but we see a lot of patients who have been to chiropractors in the past and haven't been able to make a lot of the permanent structural changes that they have needed. And I think the main reason for that is because most chiropractors don't address the collagenous component of the fascial system. A lot of the work that they do is manipulations and sort of forcefully and quickly putting a joint back into alignment. Now I know some chiropractors do other different approaches, but generally speaking, chiropractors do what we call manipulations, which is a grade 5 joint mobilization, and it's very forceful and quick and kind of pushes a joint back into place, but it's very temporary. And I know that for many, many people, chiropractors see their patients for a very, very long time, almost, you know, all their lives. So there's some component missing. And in our approach, we think of bones as sort of spacers that don't act on their own, but they follow the direction of what is connected to them. And that is the soft tissue, the connective tissue that is pulling a joint out of its normal alignment. And so only the pushing the joint back to place forcefully, you know, repeatedly will not make those joints stay in place. But if you release what is pulling them out of alignment, then they have a more likelihood of staying in alignment for a much longer time. So it's just a different approach. I know that a lot of people have chiropractors. They love their chiropractors and they may get some relief from them. But I personally don't go to chiropractors because our philosophy doesn't agree with their philosophy. We are more into the gentle, sustained elongation of the soft tissue, connective tissue, which produces more lasting effects.
Oh, okay. I'm actually really lucky. I'm going to give a shout out to Dr. Gary Kane because he's amazing, because he really will talk to me about the soft tissue and do the work on that. And he really knows his stuff. So I think it depends, right, on who you see as well and what their philosophy is and how they approach. But I definitely want to see a myofascial release physical therapist. And I definitely want to get some more physical therapy. Let's talk a little bit about what happens when they're actually working on you and they're, you know, helping you with these areas of tightness on the fascia. fascia and helping with the elongation. I'm assuming it's uncomfortable because when I try to do anything to my IT band to massage it or rub it, it flipping hurts, but I'm really tight. So maybe that's why.
Actually, the John Barnes' myofascial release treatments are never painful. One of the key components of doing work properly is that there should never be pain. Sometimes people can feel pulling or elongation or a little bit of discomfort, but one of the main principles is that the work has to be gentle and it's very safe, and that's when the body feels the trust and the safety of letting go. So when you do something that is painful to the body's natural response is to go into a bracing and protecting pattern.
Yes.
So a lot of the people who out there may claim to be doing myofascial release, that's more of the deep tissue, painful, like Rolfing or things that are very uncomfortable and painful to the body, and that actually creates more tension and more holding patterns in the body, whereas the John Barnes' approach is very, very gentle, very safe, but yet highly effective because we create that safety and it is so gentle and it's done through sustained holding and elongation that the body feels really safe to let go, and it actually feels incredibly nice. The treatments feel really intuitively well to the body.
Oh, well, that's nice to know. Yeah, I got Rolfed about 20 years ago, and I have to say, I felt better afterwards, but during, gosh, that was really painful. I mean, it was painful. You'd be crying, and that's like, there's something
that's
not
painful.
Right here. I don't understand.
Yeah.
It really is. So I definitely want to see what, now here's a question I have for, since you're a physical therapist as well. So I don't want to end up, you know, bracing or not doing anything. I'm not walking my dogs now, obviously, because they pull on me and they're really strong. And I think that's part of the reason I'm out of whack. But if I just wanted to go for a walk, is that okay? Would you say to someone who has like that tightness in that SI area? I know it's hard. I mean, not that you can diagnose me over the phone, but I'm nervous. I've just been laying around, sitting around, haven't been doing anything because I don't want to make it worse, but I also don't want to just stay locked in this tightness. So I'm trying to figure out.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, going for a walk, if it, again, over the phone, I'm unable to diagnose you correctly or to really treat you. Unfortunately, I wish I could get my hands on you and help you right now
and then
tell you what to do. But, but,
reach him through.
Definitely. Yeah, I know, really. They're not that long. but no, if you can do some gentle slow walking, obviously without your dogs, I think it would be okay. But one of the first things I would want to do is treat you and look at your pelvis and see if we can put you back in alignment and then teach you how to get into those muscles and allow them to let go of that holding and bracing pattern. And if you'd like, after the show, if you have time, you can call my office and we can certainly send you some diagrams and instructions on how to let go of some of those muscles. And if you try them on your own, I'm sure you'll get a lot of relief from those. But one of the best things about myofascial release is that in addition to treating our patients and realigning their bodies and creating more space in their bodies, we empower every patient and we pass on the knowledge and the tools on how they can become their own therapists and take care of themselves. So the biggest part of myofascial release isn't just treating them, but it's passing on the knowledge so they can take care of themselves for the rest of their lives. And I'll be happy to share some exercises or stretches that you can do, which will give you immediate relief, hopefully.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, it's funny, Seth, because I was about to ask you, can people do some of this myofascial release at home?
Oh, yes. Every single patient, you know, but once they're done getting treated with us, they usually have all the tools that we have their individualized home program. And they basically do this on their own. And that's why they don't have to return to us all the time. But if something new happens or if there's a new injury or for whatever reason they get stuck, then they can come back to us and we can help them get through that little barrier there.
Now, what's your opinion on foam rolling? Because I have a foam roller and I hear that it's something that you can lie on your side, put it under your leg, on the side of your leg to release your IT band. But then I've heard that can make it tighter because it's too much. I'm guessing it's too much.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I think, I mean, foam, we do teach patients how to do, how to use a foam roll for other things. But again, when you put it under the lateral aspect of your thigh where the IT band is, because it's so close to the bone and it's usually very tender and tight in most people, patients are unable to let go and allow that area to open and elongate. So initially it may feel like something's happening, but the next day it'll be right back where it was the day before. So there are gentler ways to get into those areas, and I personally never teach my patients to do the foam roll in that area, but you know, we can teach you other things to get in there more gently and in a kinder way.
Now, what about balls? I was sent this bag. I don't remember the company. I wish I did, but it was really nice. They were different sizes. Some were harder than others. Also to like use to do fascial release. Is that something that you recommend as well?
Yes. We use balls. We use tennis balls and we use some other balls, you know, 4-inch balls and sometimes 6-inch balls, and, you know, teach patients how to place the balls in different parts of the body and then allow their bodies to melt and soften and let go over that ball. And with time, a lot of those fascial restrictions will begin to open up and unravel and create more space for them. Yes, balls are wonderful.
Oh, this sounds great. I'd love, last question. I wish I had more time with you. You'll have to come back. When did you know you wanted to be a physical therapist?
Well, I think sort of I was, destiny, I think, put me in that place at a very young age. At the age of 17, I was offered a job at a physical therapy office. I won't go into a long story, but I got a job after school. I was still in high school, and I got hired by this office, and I started to, you know, treat patients. They trained me on how to work on patients, and pretty much that's when I started in the field, and then I switched and started working at a hospital, Tarzana Hospital, and worked in many different settings. And once I graduated physical therapy school and I met John Barnes, within 5 minutes I knew that the myofascial release work is what I was meant to do. And pretty much since the year 2000, that is all I do with my patients. And I'm very happy and my patients are very happy. And you really need to get a treatment and experience it for yourself.
If you want to learn more about Seppi and all her wonderful work, myofascial release, you can go to fromtheheartphysicaltherapy.com. That's fromtheheartphysicaltherapy.com. To learn more about me and all the shows, go to itsyourhealthwithlisadavis.com. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.